Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. will be pulling out more than a third of the troops currently stationed in Iraq by the end of this month. President Trump expected to make the announcement today, but already the top American commander in the Middle East, General Kenneth McKenzie, has told reporters that troop strength will be reduced from about 5,200 to 3,000 during the month of September. A former White House communications chief under President Trump is defending the former administration officials who are speaking out against the commander-in-chief.
And then the American people have to make a decision if they want four more years of this sort of nonsense, or do they want to clean this up?
Speaking on MSNBC, Anthony Scaramucci also defended the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who has just released a tell-all book about President Trump that hit the shelves yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
More than 170,000 PG&E customers in California are without power as a result of the utility company's latest public safety power shutoff. The utility's Lindsay Paulo is saying most are likely to be without power through much of the rest of today.
We're still under a red flag warning here in major parts of California. Still, we're seeing a lot of low relative humidity and dry vegetation on the ground.
Heat and the winds that have been fanning wildfires blamed for the need to shut the power down, but no more wind events are in the forecast for at least the next 7 days. Heavy snow is slowing a raging wildfire in northern Colorado. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins nearly tripled in size over 3 days before the cold front with rain and snow slowed it down late yesterday. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
President Trump is accusing North Carolina's governor of using coronavirus restrictions to try to hurt his reelection chances. Trump making the claim during a campaign rally in Winston-Salem yesterday. That rally was the president's third visit to North Carolina in 3 weeks, as polls are showing him deadlocked there with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Protests over the death of Daniel Prude at the hands of police in Rochester, New York, continued for a seventh consecutive night in that city. At one point, the demonstrators reportedly painted the word murderer outside the public safety building and the word resign near City Hall. Prude died in March after being involved in an incident with police. Joe Biden will be campaigning in Michigan today. The Democratic hopeful is to make a campaign stop in the city of Warren, just outside Detroit, where he'll be speaking about jobs and manufacturing. LeBron James put up a big number that didn't show up in the box score of the Lakers' 112-102 NBA playoff win over the Rockets. It was James' 162nd playoff win, moving him ahead of retired Laker Derek Fisher. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. Adam Andrzejewski joins us now. Yes, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. You know, Adam, welcome to the show. First of all, when we talk about draining the swamp and the deep state and everything, I had a conversation with John Dean the other day, and he goes, oh, the deep state, that doesn't exist.
Well, that's pretty interesting feedback.
Well, it's almost like
the narrative that we're seeing play out across the political spectrum. Mm.
Well, and that's what I told him. I said, look, you've got, Democratic leaders, Chuck Schumer, others saying, look, you don't want to get the deep state angry. They will come after you, I think is how he put it in warning Donald Trump about it. This is really delusional, the kind of stuff. I don't know what kind of water they're drinking there on the Beltway, but,
you can have specific example, Bill, from our data that's not gotten enough coverage. So at the end of July, Devin Nunes, the congressman out of California, he put out a press release that said that the CEO of Brookings Institute, they're a think tank on the progressive left, one of the top in the country. It's Brookings on the left and then Heritage on the right.
Right.
So a major, the top progressive think tank in Washington, D.C., a researcher helped compile the Steele dossier, and the CEO of Brookings helped distribute the Steele dossier. That is now in the FBI files. Okay, so our data at OpenTheBooks.com shows that the Brookings Institution, from 2008 through 2016, during the Obama years, from 50 federal agencies, they collected $20 million worth of federal grants. They even collected grants from the office of the Obama president. Okay, so they were funded by taxpayers. Before Donald Trump even took the oath of office, they wrote the white paper on how to impeach him. They researched the Steele dossier and distributed it. That's the deep state.
Mm. Yes, but it doesn't exist any more than, as Jerry Nadler says, Antifa doesn't exist. It's like they're burning the streets of America. I know, go ahead.
Could you imagine Heritage on the right, the think tank in Washington, D.C., the major one, doing the same thing to the Obama administration? I mean, would be hell to pay.
Yeah, heads would be exploding. They have been avoiding this whole thing from day one, Adam, and as you bring it out, and I think we probably caused, half a million people to crash, off the freeways right now as they're listening to hear what you just said, because we know what happened to President Trump. I mean, I thought it was quite interesting, recently when the congressman were interviewing, if you remember, in that hearing, congressional hearing with Bill Barr, they kept reclaiming their time, remember? They kept saying, I reclaim my time. If they'd asked A.G. Barr a question, he'd go to answer it, and they'd say, well, I don't need your answer, and I'm reclaiming my time. It's almost like I want Donald Trump to say, look at, you know, for all the resistance, this faux impeachment, the Russian hoax, on behalf of the American people, I'm going to reclaim my time.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bill. That's a good point.
So, but you know, what Brookings has been involved with, I mean, why are we surprised? Especially with things that involve.
I mean, people understand how corrupt, you know, we've got a sense of just how deep the corruption goes. But when you start to put hard facts to these evidentiary patterns, then it becomes obvious. I mean, with Brookings Institute, they wrote, starting in 2014, published at The Atlantic, they actually wrote, again, the white paper, that corruption was good. They actually made the case for public corruption.
Oh, wow. And, on what basis?
I mean, just stunning.
Oh, what was their premise why corruption was good?
They said that soft corruption in government helps grease the wheels. It helps create patronage armies, which supports the system and business as usual. We take the exact opposite view.
this is ludicrous. But look at, and on top of that, they get the American people, the taxpayers, to pay for this kind of silly stuff.
Well, and it was $20 million, and they have an annual budget of $100 million. So this was significant money. So between 2008 and 2016, from 50 federal agencies on contracts and grants, $20 million flowed from the United States taxpayer into the Brookings Institution. They were charging federal agencies $3,300 a day for different seminars to train their employees.
Wow. This is amazing. And the thing is, this cannot be an easy find, you know, Adam, for you in order to discover this, because when you've got so many agencies involved, I mean, you're just overwhelmed in raw numbers. And I don't think the Brookings Institute or anybody for that matter thought that there would be anybody like Adam Andrzejewski and Open the Books to do the hard work to find this out.
So this was something that we published, I believe, in 2017. It might have been published. That we published it in 2016, but probably 2017. I'm a contributor at Forbes, and it didn't get a lot of play. It had less than 10,000 views at the time. But now, by publishing this investigation, it laid down a marker, and now all of a sudden, it's very relevant to the national debate.
Exactly.
And when these other findings come out of all the different things that this institution was engaged in.
You know, more and more, it doesn't surprise me, Adam. I've had several conversations with Peter Schweitzer, who's done a lot of investigative reporting. And early on, when we were talking about some of the Clinton Foundation revelations, but more particularly was the uranium deal. And I remember specifically asking Peter, I said, Peter, this was like Blockbuster 3 years ago, and it took over 3 years for it to gain traction. He goes, it's just the nature. It's just the nature.
Well, and Peter's got the great new video, Riding the Dragon, on the Biden family and how they've monetized the relationship with China. Joe Biden will not be hard on China. The family is funded by China and has gotten extreme wealth from China.
How does that not invalidate Joe Biden from the start? I mean, with all this stuff, his family and his family.
He's a standard flag carrier for the Democratic Party, of course.
Right.
It was going to come down to an election.
Well, he's been in the tank with the communists forever, almost from day one, according to Trevor Loudon. We interviewed Trevor yesterday. He said, Bill, he said it was the communist Chinese that put Joe Biden into office to begin with. They had a concerted effort. In fact, we just spoke with Rick Berman, who is with a D.C.-based public affairs firm, and talks about confronting the Chinese Communist Party. And they got a website, ChinaOwnsUs.com, and talked about, you know, how the Chinese, I mean, over time, I mean, this wasn't happening overnight. This has been a decades concerted effort that they've moved in, and whether it's institutions they've controlled and businesses and on, And, you know, we wonder, you know, how did we get in this mess and how could Joe Biden have such cover and other people who are involved with the Chinese communists?
Well, it's a 100-year plan, and right now China is executing perfectly.
Well, and here they are. I mean, they released the COVID-19 on America and on the world, and so far they've done it with impunity, have they not?
Well, look, it's look, China's rising, they're on the march, they're communists, and they don't like freedom and liberty. They view us as their enemy.
Yeah, very simply put. We've got more from Adam Andrzejewski on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Keeping the
spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
The way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our conversation with Adam Andrzejewski continues from OpenTheBooks.com. Adam, you and I were just talking about, Peter Schweitzer, and you had an opportunity to have an in-depth discussion with Peter, who's on your board. And again, kudos to Open the Books and to all the efforts of, organizations that are trying to keep them honest, doing the best they can with no help from the mainstream media. But tell us about, the exclusive clip that you have at your website, Corruption, Does It Really Matter?
So if you go to OpenTheBooks.com, in the upper left under exclusive clips, it's the first one. It's about a 20 to 30 minute conversation with Peter Schweitzer. Peter was an early one of our first endorsers at OpenTheBooks.com on a national basis. He serves on our advisory board to this day. He's a good friend, and we have a conversation about, does it matter? And we, of course, lay out the case that it does. It's the number one issue. It's a bipartisan issue. It's got about 90-95% in every poll that corruption's a big deal for people. And then we say, well, what about this concept of, but Adam, Peter, it's all what you guys find, it's all legal. Mm-hmm. We discuss that. It's a very interesting conversation.
Oh, really? So real quick, some surmise on, is it legal? Because I had this conversation with Peter as well I think one of my early conversations, because we talked about, morality versus ethics.
Well, it's true, but oftentimes, look, everyone has a swim lane. So Peter's organization and mine were organized as public charities. We don't have subpoena power. We can't make a law enforcement judgment. We can't convene a grand jury. So the legality decision, that's for others.
Yes.
But obviously, these things aren't, what we discover could very well be legal. We don't make that judgment, but they're not ethical. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing, again, what you do is you're pointing this out, and hopefully we get enough, resonance to where people want to do something about it. But as, you and I talked before, when Peter had cited in his book, and I think it was Clinton Cash, about the uranium deal, I mean, how shocking. And it took 3 years before it got into the mainstream. It just takes a while, I guess, for people to process it. And, this is what happens with the power of the mainstream media and the fact that we have an unfree press. It's very...
Well,
very...
And look, you've got politicians out there like the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, and we're coming out with a pay-to-play study on Cuomo. We have preliminary findings. We'll announce that on your program. 337 state vendors were solicited by the governor over the course of the past 6 years. They've given his campaign fund about $5 million, and they've reaped about $6 billion in state payments. So is that legal? Well, arm's length, Bill, it's all legal, but
right.
It's certainly not ethical, and we don't have subpoena power to convene a grand jury to see actually if it was at all at arm's length.
Well, and then, he ends up getting reelected, because it just gets buried, or maybe some people hear about it, but not enough, and he ends up getting reelected. And look at what he did to New York City. And then, of course, now he's doing everything he can, backed by the media, to dodge a bullet. I mean, he's totally culpable for these deaths in the nursing homes. And then you find out later on that he had downplayed those numbers because they weren't even counting the people who died, who came from nursing homes and ended up dying in the hospital. That was a different number. I mean, this is the whole problem with COVID.
I trust the American people that if they know all the facts, they'll make the right decisions. And so, look, we're a small organization. We fight, last year we filed 41,500 Freedom of Information Act requests.
Wow.
And look, with more donations in our organization, we'll do more investigations. We'll have a bigger bully pulpit. We'll have a bigger megaphone to, bring a white hot spotlight and shine it on the rats so they'll flee.
Right, exactly. Well, we need to do that. So you go to the website, openthebooks.com, and put your dollars, your donation dollars, to good use. If we're going to get this country back on track, this is essential, and we're grateful for all the great work that Adam and the team is doing on our behalf. One of the things that you address here recently is one of my pet peeves, and that is that we get down to the end of the fiscal year, our federal fiscal year, and we have all this stupid spending that takes place. And this idea of use it or lose it, the spending of by federal agencies, and you cite, hey, it's how you spend $91 billion in 1 month, right?
Well, it's crazy. So the fiscal year at the federal level ends in September, not in December. And so we did a study on how much money was spent in the final month of the fiscal year. It's called use it or lose it spending, where the federal agencies spend down their budget this year so they can get the same or more money out of Congress next year. And, Bill, it's a real problem when the agencies can hardly spend all the money that Congress is throwing at them. In the first week, they spent $8 billion. In the second week, they spent $13 billion, then $18 billion. And in the final week of the fiscal year, they spent $51 billion, blowing out their budgets at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. You see, I've kind of anecdotally said that's when you start spending $10,000 for a number two Ticonderoga pencil. That's how stupid this becomes. And it's a big waste on behalf of the people. And if the government was really sincere about saving money, I've suggested, I mean, for over a decade, Adam, that there ought to be, and I think if anybody could do it, it might be President Trump leading the way on this, and that is that, hey, you know, come July, you just say, hey, we're going to freeze the budget. We're freezing the budget.
Well,
whatever's been spent.
In his budget to Congress this year, cited our organization by name, our previous oversight report on use it or lose it spending, and made it a priority, dedicated a half page towards stopping this waste in the president's budget back in February. So he's out in front on this issue. And U.S. Senator Joni Ernst, she wrote the legislation that's also being turned into model legislation for state governments on how to stop this. And it's very reasonable. In the last 2 months of the fiscal year, you can't spend more than an average of what you spent over the course of the last 10 months. That would end this wasteful practice.
That's a good idea. I like that idea. What about an update? Are you ready to give us an update on Andrew Cuomo?
Update is that 337 state vendors, he solicited them.
Yeah.
He got about $5 million worth of campaign cash, and those vendors had reaped from state government on contracts $6 billion.
Mm. Adam, what were you able to find out, specifically about New York? Because anecdotally, and I think there is some, you know, reports to justify this as well, is that Cuomo had redirected funds that were especially, you know, set aside for PPE, and they spent them on green energy. And so when it came time, even though he was advised and told in advance that they needed to resupply their PPE resources, it wasn't there. But yet, you know, he has the audacity to blame the federal government for his poor management.
So that's one reason why we held the report, to make it relevant to the national news cycle. We basically had it done in March, and then the pandemic hit, and then all bets were off the table. So what we're doing is we're going back through with the latest information, campaign donations and state contracts on some of these critical issues over the course of the last 6 months, and we're tying out some of those things.
Mm-hmm. Adam, is there are you finding any thread that is consistent? Because one of the things we're hearing, you know, you talk about contemporary news right now, is there is a clear difference the way blue states and red states are operating. Are you starting to get any information on that you could report on?
So, you know, look, there are differences between blue states and red states. Like Florida and Texas, they have significantly less highly compensated public employees. For instance, California has about 350,000. New York, the city of New York alone, has about 80,000 employees that make more than $100,000 a year. In the entire state of Texas, they've got about 80,000. Okay, so there are differences.
Yes.
Florida has about 50,000 salaried six-figure public employees. So there's big differences, right? However, we've done an oversight report, published at Forbes, why Texas is in trouble. And people need to take a look at that, because even in Texas, the infrastructure underpinnings of highly compensated public employees are on the march. For instance, you've got the speech.
Well, Adam, we're out of time.
We're making $140,000.
Wow, just for example.
Laredo making nearly $900,000 a year.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. will be pulling out more than a third of the troops currently stationed in Iraq by the end of this month. President Trump expected to make the announcement today, but already the top American commander in the Middle East, General Kenneth McKenzie, has told reporters that troop strength will be reduced from about 5,200 to 3,000 during the month of September. A former White House communications chief under President Trump is defending the former administration officials who are speaking out against the commander-in-chief.
And then the American people have to make a decision if they want 4 more years of this sort of nonsense, or do they want to clean this up?
Speaking on MSNBC, Anthony Scaramucci also defended the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who has just released a tell-all book about President Trump that hit the shelves yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got America's Money Answers Man, exactly when you need him. Jordan Goodman is with us now. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. So, all right, put on, look through the crystal ball, do all that magic stuff you do. Explain. You got some explaining to do. What is going on here with our economy and the stock market? It's almost like they're on parallel alternate universes.
Alternate universes, not the parallel universe. The stock market keeps hitting new record highs, mm-hmm. and the economy is getting worse in various ways. You wouldn't think it would work that way, but that's what's happening. So we've had all-time record highs on the NASDAQ, the S&P 500. They actually rejuggered the Dow to add three companies, Salesforce, Amgen, and Honeywell, and threw out ExxonMobil, which had been in there since 1929, Pfizer, and Raytheon. So that's going to make the Dow go up even more because these are much more dynamic companies than an Exxon in this case. So this huge amount of liquidity from the Federal Reserve is clearly pushing the markets up. The earnings of the so-called stay-at-home stocks are doing well, Salesforce being an example of that, also Amazon and Google. I mean, Amazon's just booming because everybody's ordering things from home these days. So there are companies that are definitely benefiting from this kind of stay-at-home economy, while others, the kind of brick-and-mortar retailers, are really hurting. And we've had bankruptcies from JCPenney and Brooks Brothers and J. Crew and Neiman Marcus. I don't want to get too depressed, Bill, but there's been a lot of major players.
Well, between, brick-mortars going down and then brick-and-mortars going down again by burning and looting, Right. This is a rough landscape to live in right now.
Well, it's changing the demographics of the country dramatically. People are moving out of the cities, mm-hmm. into the suburbs and into the rural areas en masse. I saw a number this week. 400,000 people have changed their address permanently, leaving New York City in the last 3 months.
Not surprised. 400,000. Not surprised. And there's no amount of dinner cooking by the governor or drink buying by the governor that's going to keep them there. Because I have another dear friend who's in real estate. He said, Bill, there's over 10,000 empty apartments. This was probably a couple of weeks ago. So that number, I'm sure, has grown exponentially as well. Can you imagine?
Rents are going down in the main cities. And my son, I've mentioned it before, is in San Francisco, works for Airbnb. Mm-hmm. He's been working at home since March. They're going to probably work at home for all of next year as well as this year. He just moved to the suburbs, to San Rafael. And the apartment building where he is in San Francisco has got vacancies all over the place. People are just abandoning the cities for three reasons, basically, Bill. First of all, crime and all this looting drives people away. Second, taxes, high taxes, and they're going to go up even more. And the virus. Those are the three things that people are avoiding the city from. That is a major demographic reverse from the way things have been going for the last few decades.
Exactly. Well, and your son might be ready. Make sure that when he sneaks out of California and gets out from those taxes, that he does so. He kind of tiptoes out there very quickly because there is a bill, I believe, in the state right now that says anybody that makes big money in the state will be beholden for 10 years. So you cannot just leave California with company and your assets.
They're going to chase you down all over the world. That's right. With all the people going to Nevada and Arizona and Oregon are going to bring the California tax system with them. That's correct.
Well, they already play that game anyway, Jordan. I don't know if you're aware of this. I mean, when we left California, 11, 13 years ago, we shut down the corporation, said, hey, we're done. Here's our final paperwork. And we sent it to them. Well, their attitude is, unless we acknowledge it, you're still in business.
Yeah.
So, really? I am not kidding you. I mean, my accountant is like going, you're not done with paying taxes until we say you're done paying taxes.
11 years later, you're probably still not done, right?
They're still sending me, a notice. And we're going, no, the corporation is gone. Go pound fish.
But this is a major move. So it's causing a huge housing boom in the suburbs and rural areas. And a bust in the cities. And this is a major... that's one of the reasons. The other one is low mortgage rates. We have mortgage rates. The 30-year fixed is below 3%, 2.8, 2.9, something like that. The 15-year is about 2.4, 2.5, just unbelievably low mortgage rates. So it's a great time to either buy a house or refinance your existing mortgage. A website to help them refinance is YouCanRefi, youcanrefi.com. If you want to pay your mortgage off quickly, I've mentioned in the past, there's something called truthinequity.com that takes advantage of low interest rates to pay off a 30-year mortgage in about 5 or 6 years using a home equity line of credit. So it's the boom. This is the golden era of housing in suburban and rural areas. And I'm really worried about what's going to happen to the cities, Bill, I must say, because the people that are leaving are the wealthy ones, the prosperous ones. The ones left behind are going to need services, and you just can't raise taxes when people have no money, basically.
Yeah,
so
what are you going to do?
It's a big change.
From all the money the government's been giving you, what, the government's going to take some off the top in order to pre-exist? I mean, this has been a long time coming. This was easily expected. You cannot continue with the reckless spending by the state.
But this
now
is accelerating it. I mean, that reckless spending was from the high-income people who were in the cities for the most part.
Yeah, so what do you hear about?
And they're gone.
Yeah, in California, what do you hear? What I'm hearing is that they're putting pressure on Prop 13. Prop 13 has been poking, these state legislatures in the eye for a long time. It just exasperates them how much money they're losing.
Right.
If they're able to, and they feel like this time around, all under the guise of public education, they're going to pierce that veil. If they do, Jordan, I mean,
even more
ready.
People leave California.
Oh, well, and they'll be lucky to leave with their houses because overnight, their taxes on their homes are going to go up.
They're
going
to
exactly.
Well, people got in before 1979 when Proposition 13 came in are still kind of grandfathered in and have these way under market property taxes. And if they sell the home, then you start new and you get much higher market. So it almost freezes people in place to some extent.
Exactly. Yeah. Or what is going to happen is that, especially these people who are retired on fixed incomes,
right,
it's unaffordable. They're going to have to sell, and of course right now is a good time in light of the mortgage rates and what's going on in terms of home sales and that. And
that would be a big political battle, Bill, to get that change, because so many people are benefiting by the current system, as unfair as it is. I mean, you shouldn't have people, just depending on when you bought your home, have high or low property taxes. It's a very unfair system, but that's what they've got in California.
Well, the problem is that California has been spending like drunken sailors for so long that the people finally said, wait a minute, we've got to employ some sort of fiscal discipline. But, you know, hey, these guys are all a bunch of attorneys. They know how to get around that stuff. Speaking of which, let's talk about the difference, the clear contrast between the DNC's convention, virtual convention, and the RNC's virtual convention.
It's like two alternative universes, Bill.
Which
country are they talking about?
Exactly. No, I hear you.
So on the Republican side, they're talking about cutting taxes, cutting regulation, energy independence, strong defense, you know, all the things that President Trump basically has done.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats are talking about the exact opposite. We will raise your taxes, Biden specifically said. Okay, we will bring back regulations. We will destroy the energy business, basically.
Right.
We don't want to drill for any fossil fuels at all.
And maybe before we do all that, just to protect ourselves, we're going to take away your guns.
Exactly. The Second Amendment goes out while we're at it, too. So it's a very clear choice. I mean, sometimes it's not such a clear choice. This is a very clear choice. Obviously, the pandemic has really changed the political landscape here. Before the pandemic, the economy was really roaring away, and President Trump would have had a very easy time to be reelected just on his economic record. Mm-hmm. That changed when the coronavirus decimated the economy and caused mass unemployment and 180,000 people dying and 5 million people getting the virus and, you know, all of that. That's, I think, going to be the key issue in the election, is how they've handled the virus and,
well,
and how they're going to handle it going forward.
And the Democrats hope that that's the case. But the people are realizing, and this is what, you know, some of these polling indicators seem to be telling us, is that they have more confidence in somebody who has done it before in terms of building the economy than opposed to somebody who just talks about building economy and never has done it.
Well, the real secret here is that Joe Biden says that he's going to follow the doctor's advice exactly. And if he does, on a purely medical basis, he will close the economy down come January if he becomes president. Now, that is the way to kill the virus, but it's also the way to kill the economy.
Without a doubt.
That's going to be a big political issue, actually.
On that happy note, we shall say adios until the next time. How can people be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I always get emails from your listeners. Always glad to help them, Bill.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, your golden. You've come so far, keep going.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I don't know if you caught this yesterday. I was like, surfing, and I come upon the view. There's just something about the view. I mean, you know, as somebody who reports on these things, you have to be open, and you've got to observe what is happening throughout the entire political spectrum. And I do it for many reasons. I mean, I think I'm encouraged by Dr. Wilfred Riley, who cautioned all of us to say, look, you got to be careful not to silo yourself in such a way that you're not listening to the other side, which I found to be, you know, quite consistent with what Jordan Peterson had said a while ago in his book, that you can be so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. But nonetheless, it's still, it can be entertaining if you don't get caught up in some of the emotional responses. And such was the case when Sarah Sanders appeared on The View. And she called them out for their hypocrisy. They didn't want to hear about anything. I mean, here they are. What do they expect? I mean, you've got the communications, director, representative for the president of the United States, and she's coming on and talking, you know, her truth and her reality of working with the president, and the gals just didn't want to hear it. And it was, you know, it's a bit entertaining if you're open to that, you know, that form of entertainment. Otherwise, you could get riled up pretty quickly. We've got Rick Manning with us right now. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. We love that. We're going to be talking about, giving in to socializing everything. That seems to be the temperament that's being spilled into the body politic, into the bloodstream of the body politic these days. Not saying that we are going to be socialists, but we're having that debate and talking about it. And I think that in some cases, some have said, hey, we've already been there, Bill. What are you talking about? What we're talking about is what, what we're resisting with AOC and the squad and the left wing of the Democratic Party, and that is to go full-blown down the yellow brick road to communism. Rick, how are you doing? Good to have you with us.
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey,
by the way, the Sarah Sanders thing is great. I mean, talk about the person who brings out the ailings of the left and points out how when she was attacked on a whole variety of different levels, on a very personal levels, the left was silent because women don't matter to them. Only women who agree with them matter to them. And we're seeing that playing out with Black Lives Matter right now also. But anyway,
yeah.
On to our subject.
No, it's okay. Real quick, but just, I agree with you. And it's pathetic because, this has been the case all the time. And I know we always talk about this. Go, well, conservative women are treated different than liberal women and on and on. And it's just, it is what it is. But while this is going on, meanwhile, what I am sensing, Rick, I don't know about you, but I'm sensing almost a rebirth of conservatism. And what kind of jettisoned this a little bit was the RNC convention, because what you heard and what you saw, what was testimonialized by real people like Sarah Sanders, is just, how life has been impacted by conservative values and by conservative policies. And for those that could connect the dots and be open-minded enough to appreciate what conservatism has brought to the dance here, I kind of sense a rebirth taking place. I don't know. What did you feel about that?
Well, I think it's definitely a rebirth, and particularly because, really, for the first time in a long time, America got to hear a defense of capitalism. They got to hear a defense of freedom. Not sitting there in a crouch and saying, oh, well, no, don't, we don't really want to have a fight. You're probably right. Which is the way our typical congressional leaders do it. No, the Republican National Convention was a defense of freedom. And anybody who didn't get that, who claimed to be a Republican before that, and still is voting for Joe Biden, has switched sides. The fact is they've been revealed for who they are. It is the thing I loved about it, Bill, was the fact that they didn't do these long, boring speeches of people politicians getting up and droning for 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. What they did is 5-minute snippets of people telling about freedom in their life and talking about what their experience is and how freedom matters. And people from all walks of life, not just politicians. Mm-hmm. And so rather than be a showcase of politicians, it was a showcase of America and a showcase of what it makes America great. And I was very, very proud to watch it. In fact, I told the people afterwards that it was probably the best thing I've ever seen the Republican National Committee do.
Yeah, it was quite uplifting. People on the left thought it was dark. Well, I imagine because it brought a lot of light to their darkness. And they got uncomfortable in much the same way they were uncomfortable with the president's inauguration speech, especially when right off the bat he said that he was returning the government back to its rightful hands of we the people. And those on the Beltway and those elites that believe it should be different, they didn't like this. This was a real threat and to them. And, of course, this is why they resisted even before he was elected and set all this up. To where they attempted a coup. And, and I think that was amazing. What I heard repeatedly, Rick, was that people were surprised because as the president was, I should say the Republican Party, as they were enumerating the accomplishments of this presidency, you just check them off one thing after another, and it's impressive. And it's one thing to say, hey, look, we accomplished it. But it's another thing when you have real life, real people saying, hey, look, that particular bit of policy did this to my life.
Yeah, that's the critical piece of it is, it's interesting to talk in high-minded terms about freedom. And you and I both do that a lot for a living. But it is, and it's important to set the principles, but at some point, the question has to be answered. What's in it for me? How does this affect my life? And it was a tour de force because it was America. It was a cross section of America talking about why freedom matters, why capitalism matters, why this president's revival of our economy mattered, and why they've trust that this president is the right one to bring us back from the COVID crisis in a meaningful way. So it was really, when you compare it to the nonstop onslaught on America and basically rendition of everything about America that the Democrats hate. And they, you know, basically you either love America or you hate America, but there's no middle ground anymore, because the, you know, doesn't mean if you love America that things don't need to be, you know, some things can't be changed. I've got things I'd like to have changed. I think we have too much government and we spend too much. There's lots of things I would like to change. But ultimately what I don't want to change is the DNA of America. The DNA is that all people are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. That's the DNA of America. It allows every single one of us to succeed or fail based on our own merits. And, you know, do we want to make certain that people have equal opportunity? Absolutely. And that's part of this. That's part of the growth of our country. Are there things that can be done better? Sure, there are things that can be done better. But by and large, the biggest equalizer is freedom, because when I go and I hire somebody, okay, I don't look at I look at what they bring to the table. I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they sound like. I look at what do they bring to the table. Can they do the job that I need done the best way possible for the money I can afford to pay? That's what I look at. And anybody who looks at anything differently is hurting themselves.
Exactly.
That's ultimately what capitalism is. Capitalism is a meritocracy, and the only people who fear meritocracy are those who have no merit.
Mm-hmm. See, I learned that in Little League. In Little League, care. We didn't care what you looked like. Could you hit the darn ball? Can you catch the ball? Can you go to first base? That's it.
Yeah.
You know, can you score some runs?
Exactly,
you're on the team.
Right. Are you fast, or are you going to play three innings in right field once a week?
Exactly.
That is exactly right. If you can throw a baseball, in Major League Baseball, if you can throw a baseball 100 miles an hour, you could be, 4'2". And weigh 47 pounds, they don't care. And you could be, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. You throw the ball 100 miles an hour and you throw it accurately and nobody can hit it. So that's meritocracy. And we reward reward merit in capitalist system. And sometimes people complain that we reward merit too much. But, that's a market situation, with baseball salaries and the like. It's market. If they can make the money, they make it. If it doesn't make sense, like it won't next contract, they're going to make a lot less money. And that's a straight merit system. It's the way it works. One of the things we have to watch out for in terms of government is sometimes we take wants and we turn them into needs, and as a result, we end up with the creeping, kind of the socialized medicine kind of stuff creeping in. Right. And, we sit there and we try to solve a problem, something we've talked about before, but I think it's real dangerous.
Well, that's what big government comes in and they say, hey, we're the answer. No, what happened to self-responsibility? And
that's
when
exactly
we
right.
Get away from our constitutional rights, which you cited earlier, I mean, that is our North Star. If we deviate from that and think that the elites or big government needs to come in and take care of us and wipe our noses and everything else, boy, we're in trouble city here.
We indeed are. Yeah, it's a 100% right. It's our job, you're my job, Americans' job, is to make certain that people understand that everything we have comes from God.
Amen.
And it's also, and the freedom that we have to actually live the lives that God intends us to live. Mm-hmm. That's what the basis of everything is. And when we tell people, we share people that with people, capitalism is the inevitable consequence.
Exactly.
And
well, Rick, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Rick Manning has been our guest, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Looking for